This causes some confusion in people who have been taught you shouldn't do things for gratitude. You just do it because you want to do it. And that's good advice in sense. Like, that's right. We got to be careful we're not doing it to get the reward, the smile. That's true. But we do need confirmation. It's not enough that I cook a meal for you and that my intentions were good. I really need to know, did this enrich life in your body? If it created pain, heartburn. Like for poor Buddy Hackett. See, he didn't know giraffe. He couldn't communicate to his mother. He says he was in the army before he knew you could get up from a meal without having heartburn. See, he was so used to his mother's cooking that heartburn was a way of life. He didn't know there was another way, you see. So, now, it's not enough that we do things out of an intention to enrich life. We have to have a feedback mechanism. And gratitude is that feedback mechanism. But now, unfortunately, the domination world, seeing the power of this, has learned to now turn this natural function into an oppression by getting people addicted to rewards, getting people to be confused about the difference between confirmation. The gratitude is a confirmation. And it educates people to think that the approval, that people smiling at you, expressing thank you, is the reward itself. That's why you're doing it. It distorts the need to enrich life.